Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. Celtics winners over the Cavs in the first game of this mini-series, and an off day here. And
playoff vibe.
Josue Pavone by my side to talk about maybe the most polarizing player on this team again. We're going to have this conversation.
Oh, we're talking Jaylen.
All year long, Jaylen Brown, the playmaking, the passing, the dribbling, the left hand.
It all came together.
What everyone wants to talk about. And it's become such a divisive topic online that you end up with this ESPN graphic, and we know how it goes. They want to drive engagement, and it's a topic that's going to get people going.
Slow news day, as Jaylen said.
They post the stats over two games. I think it was the Philly game and the Indiana game for Jaylen. 0 assists, 43 shot attempts in those games, and he ends up commenting, watch the
IG,
game,
right?
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We asked him about that this morning at Shoot Around. He basically said the same thing, watch the game. You know, these people don't watch. I'm always trying to get better. I feel like I've gotten better every year. Talked a little bit about the process he's going through to improve with the coaches on the floor and just going through his reads and his progressions. And then this game against the Cavs on Tuesday, he makes that pivotal pass to Tatum. Now, it's still 4 assists, 3 turnovers, and that's where we're going to get into a debate here where he's always kind of been that 1 assist for 1 turnover kind of guy. It's not the strong suit of his game. We know that if he had any weakness where he needs to really improve, it's that ball handling and playmaking aspect. At the same time, there is something more there, and Joe Mazzulla talked a little bit about it after this game, where he's doing other things that might not show up in the stat sheet. You got your potential assists, which they emphasize, I guess, and then the hockey assists,
PA,
of course, which are another thing that really doesn't show up in the stat sheet there. Which side do you lean on at this point? Are you still, like John, scrutinizing Jaylen hard, saying he's got to be better, he's about to make $300 million, or are you saying that he's getting a little bit too much scrutiny for how good he is?
I think he's getting a little bit too much scrutiny, if you ask me. And I just think this whole transition into implementing guys like Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, what that means to the offense, I think it's been a struggle a bit. I don't think it's something that's alarming. I don't think it's something that we have to, you know, put a graphic up. You know, look, the two-game thing, I'm not crazy about that either. If it was 3-4, okay, I guess it's worth mentioning. If you're ESPN, that's what you do. You point things out like that so fans react to it, and you're a topic of conversation for 2-3 days, which is exactly what's happening right now. So ESPN, that's what you're supposed to do. But to credit what Joe Mazzulla said after this game and what Jaylen said to, you know, to you guys at Shoot Around, I mean, there's way more to it than looking at stats, traditional stats and assists and what goes into the grind, so to speak, right? So I think Jaylen he's trying to adapt, and I think this is part of that, you know, growing pains, if you will. But it was never a concern for me. It was never something that I thought that Jaylen has to make a part of his game. He has to have a certain amount of assists, or oh, if Tatum's doing it, you got to do it too. No, going into the season, my whole thing with Jaylen's always been, can he step it up on the defensive side of things?
And he has.
So he checked that box, and I'm okay with that. I want to see more of that. His handles, people still gonna mention the nine turnovers in Game 7 against the Miami Heat all that, or 8 rather. Look, that's gonna be something that's attached to him until next postseason. That's just the way it is in the NBA. But obviously, you can make a strong case before that, and I think Jaylen is on his way. If you ask me, it's still small sample size in the sense of, you know, who he is as a facilitator or as a passer. I mean, to credit what Joe Mazzulla said after this game, is that the number one most important thing for Jaylen, for this team? No, it's the opposite. It's being the guy on the other end of that, right? Scoring and finding that consistency and finding other guys to get involved in that playmaking aspect. So I just think Jaylen's doing a good job of trying to just get it all, piece it all together. And I don't think it's a process that we have to be concerned about before Christmas.
No, you know, and
still early.
And hear those comments in full from Joe after the game on this. Got some criticism recently for the 0 assists in back-to-back games. how much do you assess his play by the assist total? Like, does that kind
of? It's one of the most misleading stats of all time. You know why?
Why is that?
You know what? You know what has to happen for you to get an assist?
Made basket.
Yeah. So what we look at are potential assists, and so to me, it's one of the most misleading things to say a guy didn't get an assist. That doesn't mean he didn't pass. It doesn't mean he didn't make the right read. It just meant on his potential assist opportunities, those shots didn't go in. And I think that's what's important for our guys, what success looks like. Jalen averaged like 5.5 potential assists in those two games. And in reality, we don't need him to average more potential assists. We need him to score. We need to put him in position to where he can get out in transition and run. He can get those easy baskets. He can get inside the paint. And so I make sure I talk to them about, like, yeah, 43 is whatever it was and zero assists, but here are your potential assists. And here are the two or three possessions where you may have been able to take another play. But for this team, it's important that success isn't defined by stuff like that, because it's misleading and it's not fair to them. And that's where tonight, like, you know, for Jalen, he's not going to get the credit for the couple of the big plays that he'll make. And for Jason, no one's going to be like, oh, 25, 10, and 10. Like, to me, why, how's he not? How are we not talking about that first? Of his ability to dominate both ends of the floor and, like, be a playmaker for everybody, and, like, for his presence and his ability to make all his teammates better. Like, that stuff is more important than, like, a stat line. And we have to understand that.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
So I'm glad he jumped in.
Joe standing on business right there. Look at him.
And I'm glad he jumped right in with a quick response. So there's three things here for me. The potential assist, I like it if it's a coaching tool here, and you talked about this a little bit in post-game.
That's the way I see it, right.
Oh, you had zero assists. You didn't have the best passing game. Well, look how many potential assists you had. You're going through the process, right? Guys have to make shots, as he mentioned there, as you pointed out.
Oh, yeah, I answered it. I was like, what did I do? Oh, yeah.
But number two.
Now, I'm telling you, you leave a question out there and you leave the pause for emphasis 9 times out of 10. And if I'm really into what you're saying, I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it 11.
Number two, I don't really buy the potential assist thing. Everybody has them, right?
I look at it as a tool, man. And if Joe wants to put it out there as of, look, I see the game differently than you, then so be it. That's fine. I have no problem with that. I encourage that. I love to see Mazzullo defend his guys when it's the right time to do so. And this is one of those cases for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not going to use it myself, but you're right. It's a tool. Number three.
It's a great tool from a coaching aspect.
I love how he throws in the end there. We don't need him to be that passer, as you just said. We need him to be a scorer. Need him to be a finisher.
I didn't say we don't need him, though. I just think that's like number four on his list. Exactly.
Yeah, there's other guys on this roster who are better at it.
And exactly.
Jalen's talk, too. He still wants to get better at it. He still wants to do it.
Right.
But I think on this roster, it's less important that he does. And that's why his turnovers are down a little bit.
Right.
Still getting the 3-4 assists a game as he has for pretty much his whole career. So we know it's a weakness. We know it's not ideally where you want him to be in this offense. The
right.
Bench numbers when Tatum's off the floor is still pretty bad with him out there. So you're going to put scrutiny on a $300 million guy. It's only right.
Yep.
And the roster's only going to become more reliant on him. So he has to get better at this as time goes on. Fortunately, on this roster, he can lean into his strengths and other guys can make up for his weaknesses. And I think that's what this roster's overall done so far.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's what Joe Mazzullo was pretty much trying to say when he went off. What was it? 4, 5, 6 All-Stars. I mean, is that going to happen this year? No, but are they All-Star caliber players? Sure. Do they have appearances in the All-Star game? A ton. I mean, that's how talented this team is. And I love to see that from Joe. Not only defend his guys, but say, hey, listen, like, our situation is so different compared to the others. You know what I mean? People want to say, oh, well, you're a championship caliber team. You're supposed to be doing this, supposed to be doing that. Well, they got to figure that out. And that's Joe Mazzullo's job. And I think right now he's done a good job. He's done a good job. I don't think you could dispute that.
And what do you think of Jalen Geo? Let us know below. Pretty good game here tonight. He helps beat the Cavs with 25 points alongside Jason Tatum. We talked about that in our first video. You can hear from Tatum, Joe, and all the rest, Porzingis as well, after this game on this topic on CLNS Media, Celtics All Access. We'll have more coverage in game 2 of this mini-series starting on Thursday. And for now, Celtics winners in game 1, Josue Pavone, Bobby Mann. This has been The Garden Report.
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.